What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the only co-host that could make it this week, Chris Reiser.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's week is going well. Too bad Brian couldn't be here, but we only really need me and Chip, if we're being completely honest. So I hope everyone's got a good week and can't wait to hear from Chip.
Okay, well, I got some mean things to say, so buckle in.
Oh, okay. All right.
And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Wolfie spent 13 on Daniel Jones, beating Andrew's 8 and my own 3. Allie took Sam Ellinger. Ellinger? Ellinger? You have any idea?
Ellinger.
Ellinger. Ellinger. Okay. For 12, being Tony's 5. Maybe the hometown heroes know something we don't. Tony did end up picking Paris Campbell up for 10. Against no one. Kind of overspent. Speaking of overspending, you got Gus Edwards for 10. Andrew got Evan Ingram for 5. You got the Jags D for 5. Tim picked up Mecole Hardman for 2. I got Isaiah McKenzie for 2. Wolfie got the Titans D for 2. And Tim got the Seattle D for 3. After waivers ran, Wolfie dropped Noah Fant. Brandon picked up Claypool, which, good on you, Brandon. Like, you're paying attention out there. I see you. Andrew dropped Marcus Mariota. What an idiot. Tony picked up Greg Dulcich, which I want to applaud that one. I think that's going to be a great stash. I got Justin Fields. Don't worry about it. I'm not playing him this week. It's for next week. Tim picked up Marquise Goodwin. Wolfie scooped up Allen Robinson. And Justin picked up the Colts defense. Two trades happened this week. You and I traded, Christopher. I gave you Alan Lazard. You gave me Rashad Bateman, two guys on injured reserve. So we got that.
It feels
so bad, brother. But at least I didn't have Rashad Bateman in my lineup this week. You got a second trade done with Tim. You traded Taysom Hill for Tyler Higbee and 15 Fab. So good on you. I don't have a lot to say on this trade. I think it's kind of dumb, if I'm being honest. I think it's two kind of low-scoring tight ends and some fab. Like, I don't... That's not exciting to me, but... Yeah.
Yeah. No, not super exciting trade, but I think I came out on top, if we're being honest. Tyler Higbee's a solid top 10 tight end. Taysom Hill's hit or miss, depending on what position he's playing that week. So, I'll take the W on that one.
You think so? Well, I think the Fab kind of puts it over the benchmark there. I don't know, dude. The tight end landscape's rough right now, and I think you're trading nothing for nothing, if I'm being honest. But you are wheeling and dealing, dude. You got two trades done this week. That's kind of intense.
Yeah, I'm trying to be active. Injuries are really picking up just throughout the NFL with a lot of top talent. Debo Samuel just got ruled out this Sunday. Jamar Chase is the biggest news of the week. He'll be out who knows how long, 4 to 6 weeks, might go on IR.
Yeah.
So a lot of big names getting injured, and it's honestly tough to see. But I will say I'm really impressed by the league. There's a lot of waivers, post-waivers going on. It seems like people are starting to pay attention, that they need to pick up people. Because there's a lot of injuries going around, so it's good to see.
Yeah. I'm with you. I want to know what you think, like, of the waivers, though. Like, what stands out to you this week?
Yeah, okay. So first we'll go to my weekly waiver of the week. I'm going to actually go with Andrew, picking up Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell's not a trash receiver. That offense isn't amazing by any stretch. I know Jonathan Taylor came back. Hopefully he's healthy, and he might get most of the touches in that offense. But Sam Ellinger is the QB. Matt Ryan just wasn't working. It seems like Ellinger will be the QB the rest of the year. I just am curious to see that Paris Campbell-Ellinger, you know, connection. Maybe it's trash. It's no good. But I am curious to see, you know, it could be really, really good for both players. So That's my waiver of the week.
So
Besides,
why Paris Campbell? Why do you think that will be the number one target?
I just think it's something different. I just want to see what that offense looks like now with Taylor back and with Ellinger as QB. I just want to see if maybe a change at QB jolts the team and the offense in general. Sometimes that can happen, and I'm just curious to see what it looks like.
Gotcha. Well, I think we've seen enough of Campbell to know that he is not that dude. But I sometimes there's a mind meld between two players, and if the quarterback and Campbell happen to be it, like he could produce, but I am pressing X to doubt on that one. I think personally for me, I have a waiver of the week this week. And it's Wolfie spending 13 on Daniel Jones, because I want to toss out. Do you remember we were talking about quarterbacks last week?
Yes.
And I said I'd play Daniel Jones again, and you both giggled, and you're like, Marcus Mariota is obviously like who you would go for. Marcus Mariota wasn't even a top 24 quarterback this last week, and Daniel Jones was third.
What? Is that true?
Yes, dude. Yes.
He put up some numbies, you're
Yeah,
right.
he did. He
30.
popped off. I didn't think it'd be that big, but like I should have bet you some.
Yeah, you should have grown a pair and done it, and then this week you could have shoved it in my face.
Yeah, well, I'm still kind of doing that. So there is that. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. All right, that's fine. If you want to say last week he was the dude you thought he would be this week, and then, but you didn't even get him. In fact, not only did you not pick him up, you bid zero for him. What's up with that?
Yeah, dude, it would have been for a waiver next week because I'm gonna play Dak. Like, I'm going to play Dak, but it would have been for next week when Dak's on bye, and that's why I picked up who I did, which was Justin Fields. I just off the top of my head definitely didn't have to look that up. Justin Fields playing Miami next week, with his rushing ability and some of the like I don't know. I think Chicago should be a better team than they are. It's a lot like the Broncos. I think they're being mismanaged. There's some talent there, like Darnell Mooney, and I think they should be better than they are. But I don't know. They just got a win over New England. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but
They did, and their offense looked light years ahead of what it had been previous to that. So I'll give you that. Where are they? They're at Dallas this week. That's not a good matchup. But I guess
No.
you're
Well, I'm
playing
not playing
Dak.
him this week. I'm not playing him. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then I don't hate that move, picking up Fields. Yeah, he's a dual threat. He may throw 10 passes total in a game, but he is a dual threat. So good on you for picking him up after you didn't get Jones. Also, I forgot to realize that you have such low FAB that I understand more of why you didn't bet for Jones.
Okay, all right, relax. And for the weekly bit, we have mailbag. We got some listener questions, Christopher. Are you ready for these?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's get into it. First question. How did the sleeper algorithm do so well for Mitch while everyone else's team seems bad?
Yeah, good on the sleeper algorithm, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see it coming. I'm not sure anyone really saw it coming. When Mitch's team was drafted, when it was auto drafted, and I saw the picks that he was getting, I'm like, all right, Mitch is kind of an easy like team to beat this year. I don't really see him as a big contender already. I just kind of wrote him off. And then I think he maybe lost week one. And since then, he's just been on a tear.
Yeah, dude.
His team is putting up big numbers. He has the most points scored this season. I don't know what it was. Good on the algorithm, but it sucks for everyone else.
Yeah, dude. It's nuts, low key. Like, we're like halfway through the season, and he has the number one spot alone. Like, everyone else who was tied with him for like number one in the standings all lost last week. And he had it anyway because of points four. Like, it's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, and on another point, I think people just are just mad because he did auto draft. His team's doing so well, and he hasn't spent any fab. So it's like, how much does he pay attention to the league? It's just kind of, it kind of hurts.
It hurts so bad, especially because there's money on the line. I can't wait for him to be like, "Oh, I didn't realize we were playing for money." Like, I can't. He's the worst.
You know what I want to happen? I want him to realize it in like 3 weeks left in the season. I want to be like, oh, I got to make some moves to make sure my team for sure wins. And then he just ruins his whole team and they lose.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. That's a dream, right? That's everyone's dream.
Exactly.
All right, get us. Let's. Why don't you read the next one?
Right. So, whoever sent this one in, we're not friends. What's with my obsession with Fab? Chip, why don't you go ahead and try and answer that?
I don't get it, dude. You and Fab, you just traded Tim for a tight end worth nothing and 15 more Fab. Like, as a person who's spent most of their Fab and not included any Fab in any trades that they've done, like, you need to relax, kid. Like, I don't. The waiver wire, there's no huge running backs that could go down at this point that you could spend all that fab on and it would be worth your time. Like, maybe Derrick Henry's backup or something like that. Like, it's come and gone, dude. Kenneth Walker would have been one, but Mitch had him already. Like, I don't know. Fab is literally for patching holes in your team. And I don't know. Why don't you explain it to me, Bob.
No. Fab, in my opinion, is the only league that I'm in that uses Fab. I think it is severely underutilized. I think that people don't actually understand the power that they can use for Fab. It's not just for waivers. Yes, it obviously is for waivers, but you can patch them with trades, with pretty much any trade that you could make. You could add Fab one way or the other to make it more enticing for either party. I think not enough people are spending their fab, honestly. The lowest person, as I look at it right now at 6:20 p.m. is you with 25, which is pretty low, I'm not gonna lie, but you're the outlier. The next lowest person is what, 59 in Andrew. A lot of people are still in the 80s, 90s. By the end of the season, it seems like a pattern where people have just like not spent have spent maybe a total of 30 fab the entire season and have just not utilized everything they could have to try and win the league. I think that people should really look at that more. I think it's a lost art, if you will.
Lost art, you're out of control. Listen, trade me Josh Allen for all my fab.
I didn't say. Hey, I didn't say an actual player was worth just fab.
Okay. I think you're obsession's a little weird, but whatever, whatever. You at least have a reason. Moving on to the next mailbag, listener question. It says here, Wolfie said he was going to go zero RB strategy, which he seemed to implement during the draft. But aren't you supposed to end up with good wide receivers? Whoa, dude. Whoever sent this in, that's taking shots at Wolfie here. I mean, yes, that is the goal of zero RB is to end up with some stud wide receivers. And he's had some bad luck. Cortland Sutton sucks. Jamar Chase is hurt. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't. He has a decent record though. We'll give Wolfie that. He pivoted, he has a good record. So
RIP Jamar Chase for the next 4 to 6 weeks, sadly. Besides that, who are his running backs? Yes, Sutton hasn't been great. Davis is just hit or miss. He can pop off for 30 or go for literally two this year. I don't know, man. It seems to be working. It seems like maybe half PPR really does favor running backs more than wide receivers, I guess. I don't know if his team's sustainable to win it all necessarily, but so far he's proving me wrong. But it's a good question.
It's a question that takes a shot, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I am too. We love to take shots at him.
We love taking shots. He's not here to defend himself, so all the better.
So we can say whatever we want.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the next question. Tim predicted someone would go undefeated and someone would go winless. Isn't Chris winless since this prediction?
Yeah, we're not talking about that garbage. Tim jinxed me. That's what it is. It's close to Halloween time. Tim's a witch or something.
Yeah.
He put a spell on me. I've gone winless since then. What, like 0-5? I was 2-0 and then went 0-5 since then. My team's been absolute garbo, and I blame Tim and no one else for my team's lack of success.
Yeah, that seems healthy. Had Mitch lost in week 2?
What do you mean?
Has Mitch gone undefeated? I'm just now realizing, I think Mitch has gone undefeated since Tim said that.
I think so. I think he, let me check, but I think he lost week 1.
I mean, bro.
No, Mitch won week 1. I'm not sure when he lost.
I mean, if it was in the first 3 weeks, I had gone like 0-3 by then, or 0-2. Like, I think Tim might have jinxed you. Mm-hmm. I think you should be pretty angry.
But how do I unjinx myself? Is there a way for me to, is there some sort of voodoo magic that I can pull off or something?
Sage. I've heard Sage. It's pretty good for that sort of thing.
I need to light some candles and hold a seance, huh? Okay.
Maybe get a Ouija board up in the mix.
All right, that's the plan now. Let's see. Last one for you. This is a fun question. I'm glad someone asked this. Have you, Chip, have you accepted that not picking up two quarterbacks in the draft was, in fact, a bad, terrible, awful decision yet? Or, which is more likely, are you still in denial? Please give us your thoughts.
Okay. No, it wasn't a mistake. I don't know. It wasn't a mistake. Here's the thing. I think you can stream the quarterback position. Have I done a good job at it? No.
No.
But I don't think you need to draft quarterbacks. Having drafted Tua in the draft, has that helped you at all? The answer is no, bub. Tua's been doing shit for you.
I played him last week when Allen was on bye. What about it?
So, great. You got a 1 week streamer out of somebody you like held for weeks on your bench for no reason. Like, I don't, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it's smart to draft two, and then, I mean, I can dump two and now if I want, since I have Allen, but I don't think it's bad to draft two. Look at you. I'm just looking at your quarterbacks week by week. Week 1, Trey Lance. Trey, all right. To keep
going. I thought Trey Lance was going to be bigger than he was.
Trey Lance, didn't he get hurt? He's garbo.
Yeah, he got hurt. He did bad, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, Trey Lance, that's 0-1. When did he get hurt? Okay, you played him week 2. That's when he got hurt. Jesus Christ. Your quarterbacks are putting up monster numbers this year. You picked up Fields, you picked up Prescott, but he's been injured.
Yeah, I played Mariota on his bad week. I got like 4
Mariota.
Points.
Yep. Oh, is that why you were so against him last week, picking him up?
No, because he is garbage. It's the same argument you have for Chicago not being a good offense. They're not throwing the ball. Atlanta's not throwing the ball. They're just running.
That's true. But he runs part of it. Like, he does run.
Yeah, but he's not a good runner. Dude, I'll take Fields over Mariota pretty much every day of the week on a, like, pure runner.
I mean, I don't blame you. But the argument was Daniel Jones versus
Mary. Honestly, I might take Daniel Jones over basketball.
As a runner?
Yeah, dude, do you remember last year when he, do you remember that play that it was broken, right? And he did a quarterback run, and he, like, he, like, fell down on, like, the 5 or something like that. Do you remember that? He was, himself. He got up to Tyreek Hill's speed. He was the fastest runner of the ball last year.
So, okay.
He couldn't, I mean, he tripped over himself and fell, but like when he was up and running, He was the fastest person to run the football in all of football last year.
Are you really trying to come up in here on this podcast to our listeners, try and compare Tyreek Hill to Daniel Jones running with the that what you're trying to do?
Look it up. I couldn't. Look it up. I'm telling you that Daniel Jones was one of the fastest runners in football with the football last year.
I guarantee he doesn't. NFL. He'll never run that fast again because he did trip all over him.
I mean, what's stopping him from running that fast? Like, listen, listen. It's not like he hurt himself.
You have to be tested right now. Are you on drugs? This ask the question. That's the real question today. Is Chip Sutterfield doing this podcast on drugs? And the answer is yes.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how else you do. Are you not? This is how I do the podcast every week.
You also had Daniel Jones. You also had Daniel Jones, and then you dropped him.
Yeah, a deck.
Doing the worst decisions with quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Whatever, dude. I'm Dak. If Dak is for the rest of the year, like if he's back and healthy, I didn't have to draft a legit quarterback, and I have one. So the
answer is yes. You are still in denial.
Okay. All right. Last question. We have one more question in the mailbag, and we're getting long in the tooth, so we gotta move through this one quick. Is the trade block just for Chris to put players that he's upset with on? That's it's not the best written question, but it is. I would like you to answer the question.
Did Tim write this question? It's pretty awful. Okay, listen. Why are you coming after me? Why? Listen, I was very upset. I think I scored so little one week a couple weeks ago that I was like, I'm done with my entire team. Just decided to put all of them on the trade block. I think I've taken a couple of my top players off of it and just left most of them. But yeah, I am willing to trade any of those players. They're garbo. What do you want me to say? They're garbage and I don't like them.
Is this how you get trades done? You're like, hey, do you want this piece of trash?
Maybe I shouldn't be telling the whole league that all those players are garbage.
Yeah, I don't know that it's helping your stance on getting them traded.
I don't know how much people actually look at the trade block either, if I'm being completely honest. But
well, you also, like, I don't know how much people actually listen to the pod, you know? Like, man.
Damn.
Probably a net neutral.
That's a good point. That's a good point, actually. Yeah. No, I'm down bad. Let's just be honest. I'm bad at fantasy, at least this year. My team is bad. Everything's bad.
Yeah. How you doing? You're in another league, right?
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Oh, no, it's a bad year. I got you. Okay.
It's I have the same record in both, so...
No.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Chris, you have any dumbass shit to say on the way out?
Yes, I do. I always have dumbass shit to say. I hope everyone's teams are doing better than me, which is probably most of you. I don't know what to say. I'm doing pretty much as bad as Brady now with him, you know, finally being divorced, sadly. Yeah.
While he's down.
We couldn't leave the pod without dropping that bombshell of news. I'm a dumb shit. Nobody takes fantasy advice from me. Or Chip probably, but I hope everyone has a better week than me. See ya.
All right. Oh my god, I have something that I forgot. I told somebody, I think Brandon or maybe Mitch, that I would talk about, but the new podcast art on the thumbnail
or whatever. Yeah. Yep.
I generated that on Dolly. It's ours, it's the podcast's it was neat, and people should check out Dolly if they have time.
Yep. Yep, I gotta say, it looks actually pretty good. The first few iterations of it weren't great.
Yeah.
But it looks much better now.
Yeah, I did. I shared those iterations, the early stuff with you and Wolfie, and it was, it took me a minute to get the hang of it, but...
It was not pretty.
It was not pretty, but it ended up with some cool stuff. Like, I have, like... I don't know. I think the cover art is cool, but I have individual ones for each of us. I mean, it's my Discord thing. I guess I'll drop the other two in the role models Google Drive just in case you and Wolfie want them.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Thank you.